From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister plans to leave office. Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down amid reports of his growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 28 civilians were killed Thursday in an airstrike on a refugee camp in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The group's director said he didn't know if the attacking planes were Syrian or Russian. The 7th Congress of North Korea's ruling Workers' Party has begun, the first in 36 years. The Congress is likely to last several days. In the past, the event drew many delegates from around the world. Leader Kim Jong-un is expected to make major policy announcements during the gathering. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says U.S. warships have stopped accompanying U.S. and British-flagged commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. The decision follows a threat by Iran to close the waterway to U.S. and allied vessels. Iran's naval commander announced last week that his country would hold maneuvers in the Persian Gulf in the near future. The deputy head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says if the United States and its allies want to go through the strait and threaten Iran, it will not allow their ships in. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, the country's top elected Republican, says he is not ready to support his party's presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump. Trump later quipped that he was not ready to support Ryan's agenda. According to the Wall Street Journal, only about 12 of the 300 Republicans currently serving in the House and Senate, and only 3 of the 31 Republican state governors have endorsed Trump so far. Trump will not be getting endorsements from the last 2 men the party sent to the White House. An aide says George W. Bush does not plan to participate or comment on this year's race. A spokesman for Mr. Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, said simply that the elder former president is retired from politics. A U.S. Navy officer from Taiwan, arrested 8 months ago on charges of espionage, is alleged to have admitted to spying and patronizing prostitutes. Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin is suspected of sharing classified information with a foreign government, either Taiwan or China or both. The alleged admission came during a 2-day interrogation. An audio recording of Lin's preliminary hearing was played for members of the media Thursday. Lin's family has come to his defense, proclaiming his innocence. Britons went to the polls Thursday to vote in local, so-called Super Thursday elections. Counting is underway. Early returns lead some observers to predict losses for the opposition Labour Party. In a unanimous decision, Brazil's highest court Thursday suspended the leader of the lower house of Congress from his duties. Chamber of Deputies Speaker Eduardo Cunha has been accused by a prosecutor of obstructing investigations into Cunha's alleged involvement in corruption at the oil company Petrobras. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is banning the sale of e-cigarettes and some other tobacco products to people under the age of 18 for the first time. The action is designed to prevent a new generation from being addicted to nicotine. Here is U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Burwell.
As cigarette smoking among those under 18 has fallen, the use of other nicotine products, and especially e-cigarettes, has taken a drastic leap. Between 2011 and 2015, the percentage of high school students who smoked e-cigarettes has skyrocketed over 900%.
In addition to e-cigarettes, the FDA announced a ban on the sale of pipe tobacco, hookah tobacco, and cigars to minors. The FDA already regulates cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, and roll-your-own tobacco products. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.